Bris Mila tips. Is it better to do Mila and Priya Vivas Achas in one fell swoop, or is it better to have it in two stages, as per the way the Gemara describes, Osin Kol Tzorchei Mila B'Shabbos, Malin, Uporin, Umotzitzin, that you have Mila, and then Priya, and then Mitzitza. So there are two approaches, like everything, there's a machlokas. In the Tshuvos HaGaonim, Rav Haigon is quoted as saying that there were Babylonian mohels who were experts in separating the Or HaPriya from the Atara. In other words, the membrane which is attached to the Atara, they were able to separate it. And he says, Kederach Shehem Yodin, Achin of Sekas, in the manner in which they know, in other words, they were experts in doing this, Uma'abedosa Imarla, and they would remove the Or HaPriya with the foreskin itself, the Chotechosa Bavasachas, and they would cut it in one fell swoop. And he says, if somehow it didn't work, then they could remove it afterwards with the finger or with the fingernail. That was certainly permissible. However, he concludes, Ein roi lachtoch b'shnei pa'amim, it's not really ideal to remove the orla and the Or HaPriya in two steps. Aval ro'i liyos milo priya b'vas achas, v'chshanas ashtehen, yotzei, that when it's done this way, when you're removing the mila, the foreskin, upriya, and the mucosal membrane in one fell swoop, that is the best way to do it. That's in Tshuvos HaGaonim, Shari Tzedek, Chelek Gimel, Sha'ar Hei, Siman Vav. Now, Moshe Feinstein has a couple of tshuvos in which he addresses this question. One of them is in Chelek, is in Yerodea Aleph, Siman Kuf Nun Hei, 155. The other one is in Yerodea Dalid, Siman Mem, in which he essentially says a similar kind of idea. He says, is it better to do it in one fell swoop, or is it better to do it together? He even gives a specific example in the Yerodea Aleph Kuf Nun Hei Tshuva, where he says that if a person somehow removed all of the Or HaPriya and there was nothing left to touch with the fingernail, that certainly he was Yotze Mitzvah Milo Priya, because the explanation or the definition of the word Priya is Giloi Ha'atara, is removal or revealing rather of the glands. Of course, there are sources that suggest that the reason why we have Tzipor Naim, or the mitzvahs which we are supposed to be doing with our Tzipor Naim, with our fingernails, is to do Priya. But Rav Moshe Feinstein says also in his other tshuva, in Yerodea Dalet Siman Mem, that it's certainly true that we use the fingernails in order to do Priya, but he says, Eino ladin l'chiyuv lasos kach davka, it doesn't have to be specifically done that way, Ela machmas shederach ha-molim b'chol adoros ha-sabat tzipor naim, since that was the way that Moels did it forever, so that's the way it was done. Shekein hu yoter noach lasos, it's easier to do, you know, it's much easier to grab something with your fingernails than it is to pick up another instrument. V'gam l'yisrapos v'ofen yoser tov michshay yizeh b'sakin, it also would heal nicer if a person were to tear the Or HaPriya with their fingernails than if they were to try to revisit and grab it with a knife and to cut it, etc. Shelachin nasa b'tzipor naim, that's the reason why it was done with the fingernails. Aval im ira shenechtach b'asakin gam Or HaPriya pashut lani yastaiti shiyatsa, but if obviously he says, like he said in the earlier tshuva, that if the foreskin and the membrane were removed in one fell swoop, then clearly he says that the bris is valid and it is kosher. So we have two different approaches. There are some people who don't like the concept of Vivas Achas, which is why I talked a little bit more about it here than the other approach, because the other one is the more traditional way and is the one which is argued by many to say this is the only way to do it. But the point of bringing these Rav Moshe Tshuvos is to show that certainly in the times of the Gaonim and with what Rav Haigon said, and if it happens, I mean, it happens all the time that the foreskin and the Or HaPriya are grabbed with what's called a good tfisa, a good grab by the Moel, all taking place at once, that once that's done, there's nothing, and the membrane is removed, there's nothing to revisit, and the bris, of course, is valid and is kosher.